Radio Cars by Jennifer Phillips. Episode 4, A Toy Boy, with Gary Waldhorn as Eddie and Harriet Walter as Angela.
Car service. Oh, yeah, but he's still on another job, madam. No, I've got another driver who's as good-looking as he... Well, I don't know if his eyes are brown, but if you want to get to the hospital quickly...
Morning, French.
Eh? Oh, morning, Ed. Well, I'll ring you then as soon as he... Bye.
Busy rush, huh?
Yeah, in the night.
Place is on the up and up.
That was Mrs. Hunter after Gringo again.
Customer loyalty. That's what comes with a reputation.
Oh, she fancies him.
Two new drivers this week and two last, and one of them brought me a new account.
Oh, nice, nice shirt you've got on, Ed.
Silk. Angela gave me last night.
She's softening you up for something.
She can't get enough of me, boy.
Bloody men!
Never mind, Nelly. Things will look up now I've come in. I'll have two sugars in mine.
Get lost!
You can't talk to the boss like that, you... Anyway, Ed, she slung out all the mugs.
What for?
Said they was chipped.
I'm making a clean sweep in here or I'm packing it in.
Look, you can't talk to the boss, Nelly.
Leave it, French. I'll soon get her sorted. I can guess what's wrong. Now, where are we?
Your 04 took the 2-hour A&D because your one farm's off the road.
What's this one?
Well, that's your 22's pickup at Gatwick.
I gave Gringo a drop-off at Gatwick, not a pickup.
Well, he radioed in to confirm his run to Bushy.
That's the last airport I give him. The minute that Portuguese peasant is beyond radio contact, he takes the law into his own hands.
No, but he radioed in to confirm.
Of course. To cover himself, because once that job's down on the list, he can say he wasn't touting.
What about Mrs. Hunter? She booked him for the hospital yesterday.
I'll talk to her. Hang on. Where are my envelopes?
What?
I jotted down the names of my new drivers on the back of a couple of old brown...
No, you told me Angela said all the info had to go straight on file.
Nelly!
I shredded them with my teeth.
I'll be off then, Ed.
What teeth?
Bye.
Mrs. Hunter, you know the song When Irish Eyes Are Smiling? Well, you're in luck, sweetheart. A lovely pair of blue eyes is going to take you to the hospital. Then the brown eyes will be free in time to take you home. Where are you going?
I put up with enough cleaning this cesspit without remarks about my teeth.
Hang on, Nelly. Yes, goodbye, Mrs. Hunter. It's Lizette, isn't it?
So?
Well, if Rusty's gone back to Lagos and left your daughter with the kids, she's better off.
Would you stand bail for her, Eddie?
Bail? Why, what's she done now?
Went shopping again.
Call it by its proper name. 05, your position, please, 05. They'd never take her in for shoplifting.
She cracked the stall detective over the head with a fold-up pushchair she nicked from Mother Care last week.
05, go 14 Victoria Mansions. A Mrs. Hunter to Hammersmith Hospital, over.
It's 'cause she's not loved, you see. I mean, that's what her social worker says. And it's only £1,000 I'm asking you for, Eddie.
My pockets are empty. Look.
Ah, because you don't want to spoil the line of your trousers, sitting there in a silk shirt. Well, I mean, who else can I ask?
Yes, that Mrs. Hunter, 05. So keep your hands on the steering wheel. I don't back losers, Nelly.
My daughter in a loser?
You're not usually so soft on her.
No, but this time I'm landing with the bloody kids, aren't I? And that's another reason to pack this job in. I had to lock him in the flat with a horror video to come here.
Eddie, it's me. I'm back.
I'm not talking to you.
Oh. Well, I'm going then. Goodbye.
No, Nelly, not you. I...
She gone. Eddie, you guess who I see at Gatwick. You have three guesses.
A shell-shocked immigrant, was it? You gave them a lift to Bushy on the understanding it was Southall.
No, now you have two guesses.
How dare you tout for a fare at the airport again? You had a dust-up with the black cabs here last month.
I don't understand.
You understand as well as I do, boy. Car service.
Hello, Gringo. How goes it?
Eddie in bad mood, Nico.
Oh, that's a bit unfortunate.
Yes, I have that, sir. I was in a good mood till I saw you lot. And your car will be with you in 5 minutes. What do you want?
Me? Well, I just... Well, not to put too fine a point on it, Ed, you couldn't lend me a grand, could you?
06, are you still P.O.B.?
Only very short term.
A grand here, a grand there. What's the matter with everyone this morning?
Nico, get That's all I see at Gatwick.
As soon as you come clear, 06.
See, I've rethought my life, Ed. Like you said, but I do need a bit of a kickstart.
No comment. Gentleman above Delaney's oyster bar.
I only need the dosh for 24 hours.
Roger, 06.
It's Angela. I see Angela at Gatwick.
Couldn't have been her.
It is Angela.
She had to go to her dentist in Wigmore Street first thing.
You couldn't lose out, Ed. I'd make you a director.
Of what?
Well, my business, once it got down.
Both of you, do me a favour.
She no see me, I see her. I see she Casey, me handsome, me have golden hair, very young, she very happy.
It was not Angela.
Oh, you didn't know she had a toy boy then, Ed.
I'll deal with you later. Meanwhile, Gringo, Hammersmith Hospital, pick up Mrs. Hunter.
Was that the one attending the sex clinic?
I no go.
You go, or you don't drive for me anymore.
I go. But I say, her, I'm married, lady.
Now he's out of the way, I can tell you, Ed. I've applied for a business enterprise scam.
Scheme?
What?
You said enterprise scam.
Oh. Well, same difference, only the scam's on their side.
Spare me the details.
Because all that bothers them is getting you off the jobless list, on top of which then they can say, never mind the business is going bust, look at the number starting up. So they pay you good money to swing it for them.
Funny, I thought you were asking me to pay.
But to get their money, your bank has to testify you've got a grand in. It shows you're not just some fly-by-night, see? So you borrow the grand and bang it in your bank for 24 hours. They write a letter confirming it's there and you bang it straight out again. Everyone's at it, eh?
Then everyone should use the same 1,000 quid.
Yeah. Just pass it round. Here, you could get an angle on that. Use me as your starter.
I've more important things on my mind, thank you.
Yeah, Angela. I wonder if she'll sponsor.
You leave her out of it.
I wonder what was going down at Gatwick, eh?
I said leave her out of it. Car service.
Just dump your bags in the hall, Johnny. I'll make some coffee. Or would you prefer to crash out on the bed straight away?
No, I'm into adjusting my time clock. I'll go to bed when you do, Angela. Mum gave me the money to get you this perfume. And I got us a 6-pack of whiskey, too.
Oh, lovely, thanks. And how's the judge?
Oh, Dad's in clover. Still as tight-fisted with me as ever, though.
But he's paying for your world trip.
Yeah, basing his calculations on when he backpacked across Europe in 1950, I think.
He's my favourite uncle. And has been ever since that Christmas we spent in Brisbane. Barbecues on the beach. Magical.
Times have changed.
Well, you certainly have. Since you bit my leg for puncturing your beach ball.
And what about you? I'm going to enjoy being shown the sights by my glamorous cousin.
I've never done the tourist thing in London. I'm looking forward to it. Hello?
Angel, sweetheart. How's the tooth?
Oh, Eddie. What? Oh, my tooth. Yes, well, it's painful, actually.
Darling, what did he do?
He? Who? Oh, the dentist. Well, just some preliminary... It's a root filling, so I'm going to have to keep going back for a while. Damn, I'm hopeless at lying.
Someone with you, sweetheart?
No. Yes, you make the tea, Nellie.
Nellie? She only just left here.
Eddie, what did you ring for?
Just a bit of paper needs your signature. I'll send Slippy around with it.
No, my tooth is rather... And I'm going to take some painkillers and... I'll pop in tomorrow.
Hey, whatever you say, darling.
Hmm. You should have told me your toothache.
I don't, actually. What? And I don't expect you to understand, but I decided not to give Eddie advance warning that I'm going to be otherwise engaged for the next couple of weeks. Last time I took an official break, all hell broke loose, and I don't want him taking liberties.
With other women?
No.
But you are in love with him.
Well, oh dear. Johnny, my main concern is that Eddie tends not to run things by the book. Mm. It's awkward because, in a way, that's his strength. I mean, he's incredibly resourceful. I'm just going to have a quick word with him. And that sort of mentality is valuable in a business.
Car service.
Eddie, those two new drivers we took on, you have checked their papers. They have got residency. Because if they're illegal immigrants or just here on holiday or something, we do not give them work.
Are the phone ringing, sweetheart?
Eddie? See what I mean, Johnny? As long as he thinks I've got my eye on things, as long as I just ask the right questions, that keeps him on his toes.
Well, I wouldn't take it sitting down, Ed.
2-3, how long are you signing off for?
That's it, Ringer. Give her what for?
I'm ringing Nelly. Roger, 2-3.
Yeah, because if Nelly's at home, then she's not at Angela's, so he'll know Angela was lying.
Of course she's lying.
Nelly not answering, Ed?
No, of course not, and there's bound to be a simple explanation. Oh, hello, Nelly. You took a long time answering.
I've got a tenner on it being Angela at Gatwick.
Oh,
now.
Shut up.
When I said Angela had a toy boy, little did I think.
Nelly, I wonder if you could help me out, my lovely. Change your day for cleaning Angela's to this afternoon.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Get Nell to have a recce.
What'd she say, Ed?
Do me no favours and I'll do you none. That's what she said. Can you credit that? Everyone comes to me with their problems, but when I've got a problem...
She's another bloody woman.
Car service.
I'll soon spy out the lay of the land for you, Ed.
And I can go round and knock on her door. Ask her to lend me that grand for 24 hours.
Hold one moment, please, madam. Thanks, Nico. Good idea.
Leave it with us, Ed. By tomorrow, you'll be fully in the picture.
Say again, 1-1.
And once the injection wore off yesterday, it really hurt. Eddie, I've come into the office at your request.
2-5, go Unit 3, Stamford Business
to
Park.
To sign something.
What?
Oh, don't ask me.
And I thank you, 2-5. Well, whatever it was, I must have pee-peed it.
Then where's the copy? I mean, I'd rather you didn't sign things on my behalf and
if
not...
you've come in here looking for an argument, Angela...
Of course I haven't. But I've asked you to keep a copy of all transactions.
I'm very busy this morning.
What's the matter with you, Eddie?
It'll have to wait till this evening. Car service.
Damn.
Hold one moment, please. Busy tonight, are you? Otherwise engaged.
I'll be at Mummy's. In fact, I'm on my way there now.
Well, get a move on, then.
Why?
Well, only because I think I may have just seen a traffic warden walk past.
Oh, Lord! Bye!
And good riddance. Sorry to keep you. I'm afraid I'll have to ask you to repeat your address, sweetheart.
Ed, her car's up the road, and he's sitting in it.
Well, about £12 to you, darling.
Blonde, suntan, Ray-Bans.
Your car's on its way, then. Hang about, 2-9.
Passenger seat laid back, feet up on a dash. Oh, talk about the cat that got the cream.
2-9-12 Queen's Gate, lady for South Ealing. £15 quoted. She's a free agent, Slippy. I don't own her boy. No skin off my nose. She can do what she wants. And good luck to her.
But she's too time in your head. You can't let her get away with that.
I was thinking while you were in there, how much does a driver earn per week?
It varies. And if it sounds a lot, there are heavy running costs, a lot of wear and tear on the car. You have to start with a good car.
Well, his car's in good shape.
I'm not lending you this to drive. Oh,
only
no.
For a couple of weeks. I need to supplement what Dad gave me for the next leg of my trip. And there aren't that many ways of earning money without a work permit.
Quite.
And I wouldn't expect any preferential treatment from your man, Eddie. I wouldn't want to embarrass you. Now, come to think of it, as he doesn't know me, I needn't declare any connection with you. You must have loads of blokes passing through. I'd just breeze in and sign on or whatever.
I'd certainly love to know the questions he asks prospective drivers when they do, as you say, breeze in. My accountant provided a list of pretty comprehensive queries he ought to make as a matter of course, but...
Then here's your chance to find out.
That's it. Sit on his face. Don't let the arm lock slip. Ed, it's that one with the mask. Come and look.
Do you mind? I'm trying to interview a new driver round here. Anyway, that wraps it up.
Aren't you going to ask me for anything else? Don't you want to see my international licence?
This business is run on instinct, boy. I've been in this game for years. Takes me 1 minute flat to sum someone up. Put 55 quid on the table and tell me when you want to start.
All right. Well, I'm easy.
You go and buy yourself an A to Z.
Your instinct told you I don't know London that well.
You're a drifter.
Not really. I started Lord Queensland University in 6 months.
Good. Some of my clients like the intellectual touch. Switch that telly off and come here. I'm not telling you again. Mind you, I've had professors, a geologist, classical violinist, you name it. Even an MP who was forced to resign for... Well, I won't go into that, but... Well, don't just stand there gulping, Slippy. Meet my new driver, call sign 27. Car service.
27's dead unlucky. I wouldn't touch it with a bar pole.
Hold one moment, please. Take no notice of Slippy. He's a bit of a gambler. He won't drive without a 6 in his number. He's a bit short on the intellect. Yes, madam, sorry to keep you.
Right, well, I'll go and get an A to Z then and come back.
Yes, I heard you, darling. Your car is on its way or I would have rung you. Just give him another minute.
That was him.
Who?
Him who's in Angela's knickers.
How dare you?
No, don't show the phone, Ed. You'll regret it.
How dare you talk about my lady like that? Apologise. Now.
Forget it. It was never him.
Eddie, come, I see
you. You keep your nose out of it, you stupid Burke.
He's here at Gatwick, Kiss Angela, in Astra, outside.
Here, Ed, have I got news for you?
Hold it there, Nico. Ed's had enough bad news for one day.
Oh, but this is good. I've got my money, Ed. Look, Sam Wadd, eh?
That's nice for you, boy.
Conscience money.
What?
If you got it off Angela.
No, I didn't. She wouldn't open the door to me. She's got something to hide, all right. No, I got this off an anonymous donor.
I'll bet.
There's no reason to believe she's living with him. Until I have proof positive, I will not believe it.
How can you? When you know she loves you.
Oh, shut up.
Mrs. Harper says she loves me.
All you have to do, Ed, is to make sure Angela's out and get Mohammed to slip the lock on her door with his plan.
There's no need to be clever about it when Nellie's got a key.
But she's not talking to you, and she's another bloody woman. You can't trust them.
You trusted Angela, didn't you, Ed?
Oh, come on, gringo, let's get out of here.
You give golden hair to Mrs. Hunter, Eddie. She like him. I don't drive for her no more.
Let me know if there's anything I can do to help, Ed.
Sit down.
What?
Lend me that 1,000 quid.
My... But... No, I mean, it was me asking you for a loan of a grand only yesterday.
I'm spent up, Nico. And I need it. Only short term.
Oh, but, Eddie...
When have I ever let you down with repaying a loan?
Well, never. Because I've never had anything for you to borrow before.
Well, now's your chance, then, to try me out. You won't regret it.
Oh, I don't know, though.
I'll forget it. Please... You don't owe me any favours.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say that exactly, but...
When the chips are down, I'm always alone. I'm used to it. What's the business you're setting up, then?
Oh, that's a bit hush-hush at the moment, Ed, until I've applied for a patent for my design.
Carrier bags with false bottoms, is that it?
Yeah, that's not a bad idea at all.
Good luck with it, boy. I'd like nothing better than to see you claw your way up from the bottom.
Here you are, Ed.
What?
Take it. Take the money.
No. I can't.
Please. If you don't need it for long, then why should I...
Here's a tenner. Run down to the King's Arms and have a couple of drinks on me.
Oh, thanks, Ed. Thanks very much.
Nellie, I've given considerable thought to Lisette's position. I won't stand bail myself, but I rang to tell you what I'm going to do. I've managed to raise a grand, not without some difficulty. Well, £900 to be precise. And I'm going to loan that to you so you can stand bail for her yourself. Furthermore, I shall not charge you any interest, but if you'd like to do me a little favour, there is something.
2-2, I said number 11, 2-2. That's 1-1, 2-2. Car service.
Here's a cup of tea.
Don't want it.
Get it down, you. And where's your comb?
Lost it.
Yeah, well, thanks for letting me know, sir. It's 9 o'clock. I've been on 14 hours, Ed. Can't you take over yet?
Look at the state of him. Give me a jacket. Needs a good shake-out.
Get off me, woman.
You look after me and I'm bloody well going to look after you.
2-2, scrub that number 11, Bishop's Bridge. Gentleman decided to walk. He hasn't been home for 2 nights now.
No, he's been drinking. If anybody lights a match near him today, there'll be an explosion.
It's all your fault.
Well, he wanted to know, down to the last detail. I've never seen Angela's flat like it. His clothes chucked everywhere, boxer shorts with pictures on them, and I won't say a what. His socks in the bath, aftershave, perfume for her, 6 bottles of whiskey and her bed unmade.
All right, it's history, all right?
Then get that tea down you.
Raise it to my lips, will you?
Oh, get stuffed.
You go, French, I'll take over. I've hit rock bottom now, so I can only go up.
That's it. Pull yourself together.
Oh, get back in your cage, woman.
Ed, there's the details of that half-day job to Bram on the back of that envelope.
Good. I might favour a toy boy with that one. Get him out of the way for a bit.
Now you're talking.
See you then, Ed. Eddie, you there?
What do you want, Nico?
Car service.
Well, I've been looking for him. Where's he been?
He can do without you putting your oar in.
But now...
So git, unless you want to clip around the ear.
If you'd hold one moment, please, sir. Nelly, it's your official date for cleaning Angela's, isn't it?
I'm not going.
Yes, you are. I don't want her put on her guard. Not yet. Just be careful what you say while you're there.
The way she leads her life is up to her.
Quiet. So off you go.
Oh, all right then. Thanks for everything, and Lisette says thanks too.
Just make sure you lock her in, Knights.
What was that about? Has someone stood bail for Lisette then?
With you in a minute, Nico. Sorry about that, sir. I should have an estate car with you in approximately 10 minutes. 0505, are you clear?
But you see, Ed, I need my money back, you see, because they fixed my interview for...
King's
for
Cross 05, 4 baskets of racing pigeons, the same as last week. I can trust you to respect the confidentiality of our arrangement, can I?
Oh, well, yes, Ed, but...
Because there are one or two people best kept in ignorance. And here comes one of them now. Johnny! Pleasure to see you, boy. How's it going?
Pretty good, mate. How you doing?
Fantastic. I could do with a few more drivers like you.
Down to you, Eddie. It's you who gives out the work.
And today I've got a real plum for you, boy. Details on the back of this envelope. Look, worth a bob or two. A nice, easy ride up the motorway to Birmingham and back.
Great. Thanks a lot, mate. I'll have time to study the route before I set off.
They're big tippers, too, so pile on the charm, boy. Shouldn't be any problem for you.
I could throw up.
Cool customer, eh?
You were a bit slippery and all.
One step ahead, that's me, boy. I know just where he's at.
Where?
Think about it. He's a plant. It's a set-up. He's here to suss the business out.
Yeah, she's grooming her toy boy to take over from you.
But I make my move first.
No one takes you for a ride, Ed.
I always keep my engine running, Nico. My foot covering the accelerator. Car service, I'm revving up now, and when the flag goes down, boy, you won't see me for dust.
Leave the spare bedroom, Nelly.
I'll have to, since the door is locked.
Well, I had a tidy before you came, and I always do.
Bit different to the other night.
I didn't know you were coming. Or realise you had been, actually.
I told you. I thought I'd left my purse.
Did you find it?
What's it to you?
Nelly, I've got the distinct feeling something's upsetting you today, and I think you ought... Hello?
Angela, I'm just about to drive to Birmingham. I won't be back in time for this evening. Can you get someone else to go to the opera with you? I'm sorry, but this is worth £100 to me.
Oh, Johnny. No, don't worry. I'll miss your company, but I'll think of someone. Drive carefully, and good luck. See you later tonight. Nelly, do be careful.
Slipped through my fingers, didn't it?
What's up? Tell me. Get it off your chest.
I'm not the one with a guilty conscience.
I knew it. It's Lisette. And I've told you before you shouldn't blame yourself for her... Hello?
I'm calling an extraordinary general meeting, Angela.
I beg your pardon?
At 8 o'clock this evening.
But why? What are you talking about? Anyway, this evening I'm going to the opera.
Is that what you want entered into the minutes?
What minutes?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you said that Charles had told you...
Charles?
Your accountant had advised that written records be kept of all business transactions and meetings.
Oh, Eddie. I know. You could come to the opera with me.
I don't like opera.
The tickets were £40, and there's a very nice bar in the dress circle at the Coliseum. I'll meet you there at 7:30. Eddie? I don't think there can be any man as pig-headed.
Oh, bless him. He can't do no wrong in my eyes. He's only stood bail for Lisette.
Lisette?
Yeah.
I knew it! Bail, O'Nelly? How awful. And Eddie can't possibly afford it.
£1,000. No messing. I could be on Skid Row myself, Nelly, you told me, but I'll give you the shirt off me back.
Oh, dear. It's really quite humbling. I mean, he can be so special, can't he?
Yeah.
I wish you'd asked me for the money first, though.
Never.
Why not? I can afford it.
But you're not one of us.
But I am. And just to prove it, I'm going to write you a cheque now.
I don't want no cheque off of you.
I'll put a cash on the back and ring my bank to expect you. See it as self-interest on my part, Nelly, because I don't want Eddie to be overstretched financially. Or he might be tempted to...
Put his hand in the till.
Well?
Which only goes to show that you are not one of us.
It's called La Clemenza di Tito.
Count me out.
You can't prop up the bar all evening.
Who says?
And they might well sing it in English.
Adios. Ciao, ciao. Adieu.
Eddie, what is it you're trying to tell me?
In English? Goodbye. What? I'm resigning. I don't stay where I'm not wanted. Let's see how you get on without me. I'll give it a couple of weeks. Your toy boy is still wet behind the ears. You'll be down to zero drivers in no time.
My toy boy?
Your handsome Johnny. He of the golden hair and the kiss-kiss at Gatwick.
Johnny's my cousin.
He's...
Oh, and if you don't believe me, ask Mummy. Her brother is his father.
But, Eddie, how funny. You're so possessive of me.
What? Your cousin?
You were so eaten up with jealousy that you didn't stop. Where are you going?
If you paid 40 quid for the tickets, then I think we should give it a try.
Coming.
Hang on. I just thought. I hope you don't mind my asking, sweetheart. But has your cousin got a work permit?
Well, under the circumstances, I thought... No, he hasn't, actually.
What a scandal. Dear, oh dear. I shall have to ring the Home Office in the morning.
Don't!
You mean there's one law for your people and one for mine? Angela, please, talk about double standards. What has become of you?
Well, ask.
Sweetheart, remember those two drivers with the dodgy papers?
Mm-hmm.
You got rid of them and they went to work for Terry. Well, they're disenchanted with him already. I'm taking them back on the strength as from tomorrow. I know you'll be understanding about
it. Now, wait a minute, Eddie. Don't think I'm going to turn a blind eye from now on every time... Oh, and there's another thing. You gave Nelly £1,000 to pay bail for Lisette. Where did that money come from?
That is none of your business, Angela.
It is now, because I've given Nelly a cheque to repay you tomorrow.
Oh, lucky you told me. I'd never have seen that money if you hadn't.
Of course you would. It doesn't pay to be so mistrustful, Eddie.
Now, as soon as I've got it off her, I can square up with Nico. Minus that sub I gave him for a drink.
How does Nico come into it?
Is that fat man in the show with a hanky?
I beg your pardon?
Oh, never mind. As long as there are a few good rousing numbers...
I can't guarantee you'll come out humming any tunes, Eddie.
That shows how little you know me, sweetheart. As long as I'm with you, there's always a tune in my heart.
For heaven's sake. You're shameless. Stay out in the bar if that's what you want. Might be for the best.
You do something to me. A bottle of champagne on ice for the interval, please, barman.
That was Radio Cars by Jennifer Phillips. In episode 4, A Toy Boy, the part of Eddie was played by Gary Waldhorn and Angela by Harriet Walter. Slippy, Norman Jones. Frenchy, Terence Edmund. Nico, Neil Dudgeon. Gringo, Paul Gregory. Nelly, Eva Stewart. And Johnny, James Telfer. Radio Cars is directed by Richard Wertley.